Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT's After Hours. Conversation that took place after the broadcast ended.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Hey, everybody. Welcome to After Hours here on Barbecue Nation. This is the part of the show where we have no limitations on what we can say, although we do some self-policing on that. I'll just put it that way. We've got Kel Phelps with us here from National Barbecue News. So here's a couple very slanted questions for you. You don't have to answer them, but I think it would be fun to do. What do you find is the biggest pain in your butt about covering the competitions?
Oh, mercy. The miles that I walk, holy moly. Especially some of the big ones. When you get to the American Royal or Memphis in May, they don't allow us to have scooters in those places. So it's a many miles walked around those places. So, yes.
You wish you could get some, like, replacement feet about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, just take them off, let them sit in the charger for a while and put them back on.
You know, I've learned a trick, man, over the years, believe it or not. I always keep an extra pair of tennis shoes. If I'm in the truck or in my backpack, I'll try to keep an extra pair of shoes, and swapping shoes out about lunchtime will make all the difference in the world sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm never smart enough to do it, but I do know that trick.
Well, I have to be careful, though, man, because sometimes my shoes, I get a lot of, especially if it's in the summertime, and I'm not in the truck. If I put them in the backpack, I'm in trouble. So that trick I have learned, too, the hard way. I've, like, left my backpack on purpose, and I didn't go back and get it, so.
Yeah, I got that too. So here's some couple of fun questions for you, Kels. Over the years, how many grills have you burnt up?
Oh, burn up?
Yeah, ruined, blew up, burned up, used up.
So, believe it or not, I have only in my life had one grill fire of all the grilling I've ever done. And I actually caught it pretty early. I only ruined a couple pieces of chicken. The rest of them were real smutty tasting. But now I have worn out probably a dozen from just pure wear and tear on.
Right. Yeah. That's probably in my realm there. Maybe a few more, but not too many.
Yeah.
I did have a fire in one of my pellet grills this year, which I had never seen before.
Believe it or not, the fire I had was a pellet grill, absolutely, but it was all my fault. Now,
yep.
I will say that it's all my fault. I just had not cleaned the drip pan out in a while, and it had a good bit of grease, and I was screaming thing hot, and it sparked on me when I opened up and give it air. So.
Yep, same thing. I actually thought about it, and I thought, I should really clean that thing. No, I can get one more cook out of it. Not clean it this
more,
Saturday.
Yeah.
Whoosh.
One more, yeah.
Yeah.
Just one more. Yep.
I
understand completely.
My wife walked out through the patio door and she goes, is it supposed to be doing that? You smart ass.
Exactly.
She goes, you want me to go get a fire extinguisher or anything? No, I got this. Just go away.
You'd be surprised at how many people panic, though, and then they just ruin a good grill from that experience, though.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That is true. If Kels Phelps could work with one of your barbecue heroes, which one would it be?
working with a barbecue hero. Man, I would work with Mike Mills any day of the week, and I have had the opportunity to do it, but I would absolutely do it again at the drop of a hat.
There you go.
The very first Big Apple block party they had there in New York City, I was honored to go up and help those guys do ribs there, and that was about the time the Peace, Love, and Barbecue book coming out as well. And, man, a lot of work. Sure had a good time doing it. So.
Yeah. That sounds like fun. And I've had Amy on the show, and she's a hoot.
Yes. Wow. Man, talk about like a real family member. I think of those guys about as close as family as I could think of. So, Mike and my dad were about like brothers. A great, great, great family there for sure.
Well, I always enjoy, I've only been able to talk to her a couple of times, but I always enjoyed it. Whether, you know, because I live on the far side of the world for most barbecue stuff. So, you know, I mean, truthfully, you know, if you look at it, and let's say you're centralized in Kansas City, you know, Missouri, Kansas, Arkansas, Georgia, whatever, you guys are all within usually about an 8-hour drive of a competition or where you want to be. Sometimes it's more, but on average. I can't even get to Denver in 8 hours on an airplane from here. So.
Oh, mercy.
Well, it's.
I don't feel that pain.
Well, I do. A lot. Anyway, would you describe yourself as corn-fed or grass-fed, Kelt?
Oh, man. Got to be corn-fed. People ask me all the time how I'm doing. I said, man, I'm fat and sassy, and I'll probably be hunting a hamburger here in a little bit. So, I'd definitely be corn-fed.
You know, it's funny, all the barbecue guys that I ask that question to, not a one of them has ever said grass-fed.
If one does say grass-fed, you got to let me know on that.
I will.
I would be curious. We might have to boot him out of the club or take him back behind the woodshed or something.
Yeah, we're going to have a little chat. What are you thinking, you know, type thing. No, I've never had anybody say, oh, yeah, I'm definitely grass-fed. It's like, what, are you a long-distance runner and eat kale every day? I mean, what?
There you go.
Yeah. What do you normally cook? Like if you're home and your daughter's home and the boss is home and it's, you know, you actually get a weekend where you're there. If I came to your house for dinner, what would I see on the grill?
Or
the barbecue?
More than likely, it's some type of beef. So I'll be honest with you. I said I'm fat and sassy, but we've been trying to low carb a little bit. So we've been doing the meat thing. For the last couple of months, it's working. I mean, I've dropped about 20 pounds, but we have learned through our cholesterol count, the medical profession. So, rightly says we need to check and keep an eye on when we're doing these diets that we do. So we try to eat a little more beef. So, a lot of times you'll see us with, some kind of steak or, some type of hamburger, and that's what we do more than anything else on the grill. But now my favorite thing of all is the pork steak, where you just take a Boston butt and have it sliced.
Yep.
Especially there around the Monty Muscle part where all the fat is. Season that thing up and grill it off, that is about as good as it gets to me, no doubt.
It's pretty tasty stuff. It's pretty tasty stuff. Do you notice, though, that we were talking about this yesterday because the folks, my friends that run Painted Hills Beef were over and we did a show with them. And all of the beef is bad stuff that we went through for a number. Beef is bad. You should only eat 2 ounces once every 3 years. You know, all that kind of stuff. That's kind of all gone away.
Yeah. You know, it's funny how, I don't know, history, science, whatever, usually dictates those things are bad for us. You know, I don't know about, like, smoking cigarettes and stuff like that. I don't know that any of that's ever going to come back and be good, but I think the key to all of it is moderation. So,
sure.
But, yeah, man, it's funny how all that happens. And I know, like, the keto, just the straight meat or protein and eggs and stuff, but no bread, no sugar. I'm amazed at how the body changes how it metabolizes itself. You feel like you got the flu for about a week after you start that thing, but then all of a sudden it changes and you start actually burning the fat that you've stored up by eating more fat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've got several storage units, so you know, it might have to kind of kick in a little more. I actually did a diet like that. Not that anybody wants to hear my history of my fluctuations up and down on my weight, because I always had to keep my weight down when I was competing, and then when I was judging, I had to keep it within a certain level, not by any rules, just for my own stamina to be able do 18 hours a day. But years ago, I did a Atkins diet. That was a fad back, you know, 15, 18 years ago. And I did it, and it worked very well. I lost like 48 pounds in 3 months, 4 months, yep. Like that. But the other thing you had to be careful with that diet was pretty soon you were kind of burning muscle, too, after a while.
Yeah.
So.
So, yeah, I don't get crazy with it now. I mean, I've done really well with the sugars and doing away with them. I still cheat every once in a while. But, I try to pay attention not to go zero carb ever. But I think that's what keeps the muscle from ever getting burnt or losing or whatever. But. Yeah, I've seen people do that, exactly what you're talking about, go overboard with it, and then they wind up losing as much muscle as they do fat.
Okay, here's an off-the-wall question for you, Kels, and we'll kind of wrap it up after this. To the barbecue aficionados and snobs, which I suppose I am one and you might be called one, not that we earned that, it's just the category we might fall into, what would you tell them, as far as, you know, the discussion we had during the regular show and that about, we've got all these people, you know, the deck doctors out there doing, you know, their weekend cooking, and now they're starting to do it all year round, even in climates that aren't that conducive to it. But I've seen people that are at the high levels of barbecue and say, yeah, everybody's welcome. But they're kind of not in some cases. And we're not naming names, so I'm just saying, what advice would you give to them?
Oh, mercy, man. just have fun, man. It's all about fun. When it starts getting too serious and you start knocking what people do, you know, you need to step back and think about what barbecue's all about. Probably one of my favorite stories I've ever heard was Sweet Baby Ray. Dave Raymond told us one time, he said, you know, you got the single mom who is putting the Boston Bud in the crock pot, and she has gone to work and left that thing cooking all day. And she gets home and she takes a bottle of Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce and dumps it in the crock pot. And then the kids come, and they're like, Mom, what are we having for supper? Well, she says barbecue. Well, who's going to tell those kids they're not having barbecue? Surely it's not going to be Sweet Baby Ray, because he sold the barbecue sauce.
Right.
It's not going to be the pork producer who sold the Boston Butt that says it's great for barbecue. So... you know, man, we don't limit anything, what people call barbecue. If they parboil ribs and then throw them on the grill and finish them or whatever, so be it. You know, I may not be a fan and try to do it. I know Meathead and those guys, they like to sous vide a bunch.
Right.
And that's a great flavor technique. But to me, you know, I kind of keep that opinion that that may not be the best, that might not be true barbecue. I'm not going to be that judge. So I would encourage others not to be that judge, too.
Right. I agree. The only reason I don't do sous vide is because it takes a little extra time. And that's the, for me, that's my most priceless commodity at this point in my life is my time. So
yes, yeah. Right. And it goes by so fast.
Boy, howdy. Boy, howdy. Just like through a Christmas goose. I'm telling you, ready.
Yes.
All right, Kels, we got to get out of here, but thanks, buddy, for being on. I appreciate it. I appreciate your magazine. You know, every once in a while, you see a little blurb about me in there, and I appreciate that very much, too.
Yeah, man, congratulations on your deal there with Envision, and, man, we look forward to seeing you just blow up, and appreciate you letting us just hang out every once in a while with you, man.
It's all
good to hear from you always, and we're looking forward to a long relationship, no doubt.
You got it. You got it. And you tell the boss I said hello.
Yeah. Oh, always. Yeah. Always.
Because I'll check, and then you'll hear about it if you don't from her. So.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. She's got several boyfriends like that that calls and checks on a regular, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's all good. All right, bud, we're going to get out of here. And, folks, we've been talking with Kel Phelps from National Barbecue News. Check him out online. Get a subscription, especially to their digital one. And you'll have some fun with it. For Kel, myself, we're going to get out of here for the week. Have a good weekend, everybody. Take care.